Hello everybody, welcome and kumusta. Thank you for joining me. This is Tao, your occupational therapist, and welcome to OT Conversations. In this episode of OT Conversations, I'd like us to have a discussion about CPAP. CPAP. It sounds like a funny thing, isn't it? CPAP. And this stands for a continuous positive airway therapy. So CPAP therapy. This is a common treatment method that we are using primarily for conditions like obstructive sleep apnea, for situations where people stop breathing, particularly at night. So with sleep apnea, like I said, the airway repeatedly becomes blocked. And when this happens, it limits the amount of air that reaches the lungs during the sleep. And what CPAP does is that it helps the person by keeping the airways open and it improves the breathing. And let's have an overview of how it works. We'll talk about the benefits and we'll talk about some of the considerations for you guys. First and foremost, why is it important for you to know this? It is important because, and especially, it is important for you to know about this, especially if you're working in respiratory medicine. That's one. It is important for you to know about this because CPAP is under a personal device care. And a personal device care is a part of the ADLs, and everybody should be able to learn how to use this. And if they need to learn how to use this, if your patients need to learn how to use this, it becomes their occupational concern. It's part of their ADLs, and it is under health maintenance activities and personal device care for one of them. So it belongs on two areas of ADLs, really. Health maintenance and personal device care. Okay, let's talk about how CPAP works. The mechanism for how CPAP machines work is that it will deliver air at a prescribed pressure, and it does this through a mask that covers the nose and sometimes the mouth. And this continuous airflow then will create a cushion of air. And what this air does, it is that it will keep the throat open, and then it keeps the throat open and it prevents the collapsing of the throat. And this collapsing is considered as a sleep apnea. The setup here, a typical setup of a CPAP, will include having the machine itself, the unit itself. It will have the hose and then the mask. The machine has a motor, and what this motor does is that it pulls the air from the room, it gives it a pressure, and then it then delivers it at a required pressure setting through the hose. It'll go via the hose and through to the mask and towards the nose. Very simple, very straightforward. Okay, remember, the motor, the hose from the motor, and then attaches to a mask, and then the person attaches the mask. There aren't any oxygens in here. It's just a CPAP, just a pressure. What are the benefits of CPAP therapy? First, one of the benefits would be that it would reduce the symptoms of sleep apnea. And how does it do this? It does this by preventing the airway closure. The CPAP will ensure an uninterrupted breathing because the airway is always open, then the person will carry on breathing. And when the person is breathing all the time, then it will reduce the frequent awakenings at night. And this is common in sleep apnea. We'll talk about sleep apnea in a different episode, okay? So that's a promise. Now, CPAP will also improve the sleep quality. Continuous use of CPAP generally will improve the sleep quality of the person. And when the person is sleeping much better, it will result in better daytime alertness and it will reduce the morning headache. The sluggishness, it'll take away the sluggishness. The next benefit is that it will decrease the risk on our cardiovascular system. How does this do that? CPAP use can lower the heart problems because it will lower the heart problems associated. It will lower the problems associated with heart problems like high blood pressure, heart attack, and even stroke. Wow, so sleep apnea is that dangerous. I've not looked into this in details, but we can and we will. We have a lot of time to do these podcasts, all right? So, there you go. And once a person is sleeping much better, the person will have a better emotional stability. So psychologically, it will have an effect on the person because improved sleep will lead to better overall mood and you'll have a better energy and you'll have a better outlook on day-to-day things. Imagine that, waking up in the morning and you're feeling sluggish all the time. And the first thing in the morning, instead of feeling refreshed, you feel tired. Now, these are some of the problems and the symptoms of a sleep apnea. And most people with sleep apnea has this complaint. First thing in the morning, they're already tired. Didn't feel like they have slept at all. Or they would wake up frequently at night. Now, how does one use a CPAP machine? Very easy. First, you have to consider the mask fitting. There are sizes and there are sizing available. And it depends. You can just purchase it or somebody will prescribe it to you. And there are measuring tools out there. They'll measure the nose from nose to mouth or from the ridge of the nose. There's lots of things. You have to make sure that your patient is using the right amount or the right size of mask. It is important. So a mask that fits well will obviously be more comfortable. It will be more effective. Because what happens is sometimes these masks, most of the time, if you're using a mask, it is secured by a silicone around the mouth and the nose. And it has to be tight. Because as soon as the air pressure goes out in there and it delivers the air towards the mouth, because of the pressure, there is a tendency for air leaks to come out of the sides of it. So if you have a wrong fitting of the mask, the air will just leak outside and it will create a buzzing sound around the cheeks and between the silicone part of the mask and your skin. And it's just like playing a saxophone. So that's one. Mask fitting is very important. Or it can leak outside and it will blow air towards your eyes and you won't be able to sleep at all. I'm telling you. Okay, so that's one. Mask fitting is very important. The next thing, humidification. Many CPAP machines, they have a humidifier. And what this humidifier does is that it moistens the air. Because what happens without this humidifier, particularly depends on the season, depends on the weather, the air will just keep on blowing and it's dry and it will get the person's mouth dry. And that is horrible. You get a dry mouth, dry tongue. And so you need to have a humidifier with it. There are some centers, I think in the United Kingdom, sometimes they don't give the humidifier straight away because obviously NHS, you want to make sure it works, it doesn't work. And then another follow-up checkups, patients would come back and they would say they have problems with dry mouth. And then here you go, you'd be given these humidifiers. And they could have just given that initially, or so that would have alleviated or eliminated the problem of complaints coming back. But then there are some people that doesn't complain about having it. So it just really, it just varies. So humidification is very important. And then when you're training to have a CPAP, there has to be an adjustment period. Believe you me, yeah? it can sometimes take some time before one person can get used to sleeping with a CPAP machine. So you have to have a gradual acclimatization using the mask, and you can use it for short periods of time during the day so that you can help with the transition of using this. It's not easy. It's not comfortable, right? But once it is, and once you have the right fitting, the energy that the person will get is amazing. They'll feel more lively. They'll feel more awake. When they're driving, they're not sleepy at all. So what are the considerations and some of the potential challenges when people are using CPAP machines? One is the discomfort, like I said. Some users are finding CPAP masks very uncomfortable. But there are many types of masks that are available, and this can include nasal pillows, nasal masks, full face masks. These are some of the options when it comes to masks. You got to find the right thing. That's right. Noise is another problem. So the newer models, they are generally very quiet. You wouldn't know that it's there. It's so much quieter than somebody who's sleeping, snoring. And it does stop a person from snoring. So some machines are going to be very quiet, especially the newer model ones. But some noise from the machine is still there, particularly when the air is moist inside and it's cold outside, and the air that the CPAP is doing is moist, so it will generate some kind of like vapor inside, and then it'll be very misty inside, and it will create some trickles of water. And then there is a valve in there between the mask and the pipe, and then it'll get wet, and it's very sensitive, and you can hear some rumbling noise, which is so annoying. Sometimes it whistles at high pitch at some point, and all you need to do is just shake the mask a bit or change position. So that's one. Noise is a problem. Maintenance is something that we need to factor in. So you need to have regular cleaning of the CPAP device, particularly the mask and the tubing. This is important because you want to prevent infection, and you want to ensure that the machine is also working properly, because it's putting air into your lungs directly, and you want to make sure that there is no fungus or fungi growing in the pipe. So you have to make sure that the pipe and the masks, they are clean all the time. Compliance is another thing that you need to factor in, particularly compliance of the patients. Who else? It's one of the biggest challenges initially, because it's a life-changing thing. If you are married and you're wearing a CPAP, you can only say, honey, last snug of the night. Okay, that's it. And then you put it back on. Yeah. So what happens is that the discomfort, when the nose becomes itchy in the middle of the night, how are you going to put your hand in there? You'd be worried sometimes. So you can just slide your hand into the mask through the silicone lining and just scratch away or remove the mask and then just put it. But when you remove the mask while the CPAP is on, it's going to be so noisy. It's just like a small vacuum cleaner is on. Yeah. So what would be long-term management for CPAP? You need to have regular checkups for those people who are using CPAP therapy. So regular checkups, they should have regular follow-ups. That's part of the thing. It's a standardized thing, because a sleep apnea is a condition. So you need to regularly monitor it. The one non-pharmacological intervention for this is a CPAP. So you have to make sure that these machines are on tip-top shape. So you have to have it checked regularly. And some lifestyle changes. You can teach people some lifestyle changes in addition to CPAP therapy, because most of the time, weight management is required. Most people who has sleep apnea has problems with their weight. And you can teach people to avoid alcohol before bedtime. And you can start teaching people to stop smoking because it will help reduce the sleep apnea symptoms. There we go, guys. So overall, CPAP therapy is leading treatment for sleep apnea. And when this is used correctly, it can truly improve the quality of life of people. It is very important for the users to work closely with the healthcare provider. The people are trained by nurses. So you would ask, as an occupational therapist, is there a role for us in here? Of course there is. Education is one. Personal device care training is another one. Enhanced education program is another one. Psychological support is another intervention that we can do in here. Just listen to your patients. Yeah. And then find out what the problem is. Recently, I've had some sessions with a patient. It's not a CPAP that the patient is using. It's a different form of NIV. It's BiPAP. But it's the principle is the same. There is a mask. There is a machine. There is a tube. The problem is the person is elderly. And the question is, how do they put the mask on? So donning and doffing is part of the ADLs. So I had to think about ways on how to get the person to do it, hooking the fingers onto some loops, letting them practice with the mirror in front of them, and not just teaching them to use the CPAP at night before they use it. So throughout the day, they are there to practice using it. Okay, there is a scope here for us because it is part of a person's daily routine. It becomes part of their health maintenance activity. It becomes a part of their personal device. Okay, there you go, guys. I hope you learned a little something today. If you did, talk to your friends about it. When I say talk to your friends, teach somebody about this. Sit down over a cup of tea. Learn together. Grow together. I just have to say this. If you like it, subscribe, share. Do what you can. It doesn't really matter to me. What matters to me is that this information should be available for you to listen to anytime, anywhere. That's why I am doing this podcast. I hope you learned a little something. Just remember, anything you do matters and has an outcome. Until next time, bye.